Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Hello, and welcome to Monday's Foundations podcast. I'm James, and I'm part of the team at STC. Happy half term to all the teachers and parents who are listening. We hope you have a great week. This week, we're looking at the closing chapters of the book of Colossians. Today and tomorrow's podcast will feel like two sides of the same coin. As we consider today, that's Monday, laying down the old life, the former ways. And tomorrow, we consider embracing the new life that Jesus has for us, the resurrection life, enabled by what he did on the cross. The picture used in the Bible passage that we've been given today is like a wardrobe upgrade, getting rid of that old outfit and beginning to clothe ourselves in the virtues of goodness, the virtues of God, and the fruits of following Jesus. I'll explain more in a moment, but first let's talk about clothes. Now, I'm no fashion expert, as you already know. I have made many mistakes in my time, but I think it's fair to say that even though clothes don't define a person throughout time, history, and even today, they're used as a non-verbal way of communicating with the world around us the kind of person we are. Think for a moment of any American teen high school drama, such as The Breakfast Club or High School Musical, and you will quickly see that clothes can be used effectively to express social status, economic status, or if you're in the sports star club versus the mathletes club. And even if you make the decision to dress simply and plainly, that is an expression of your values to the world around you. I can think back to when I first started university. I had never been given a bursary into my bank in one lump sum before. I certainly hadn't been taught the necessary money management skills required to make the most of that injection of cash. I blew the lot very quickly on two particular clothing brands. One was Jack Wills, the other one was Abercrombie. Within the first few days, parcel after parcel arrived, and I quickly began to look like a walking advertisement for those brands. I look back now at photos from 10 years ago and I think, what a waste. What was I thinking? Perhaps I'm the only one here who cringes slightly at photos from 10 years ago. I'm sure you listening have always, always looked great. That said, going to read now from Colossians 3 verse 7, and it goes like this. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices. Now these words are a challenge from Paul to live as the new humans we will one day become. To remove, actually the words used by Paul are stronger than that, to put to death distorted sexuality and its practices and destructive speech that sometimes comes from our lips. Verse 10 reads like this. We have to put on the new self that is being renewed in the knowledge and image of its creator. More of what that looks like tomorrow. But for today, I will say this. Putting on our new self, looking like and becoming like Jesus, is not an invitation to prioritize how we look over the inner workings of our heart. That is not the Christian gospel. Jesus had a lot to say about people who worked on the outside only and neglected their internal world. Remember, he once called the religious leaders of the day whitewashed tombs. Likewise, Paul knows that the way to change the world and to overcome the pressures of the day was not to act more pure, do more good, and swear a lot less. He knows, like you and me, that genuine lasting change would come only through the inward transformation of individual hearts. Jesus, with the gift of his Spirit, provides the power to transform our internal world, to give us a new heart. And when that transformation comes, when we embrace the new life, these new clothes begin to fit a little bit better than any of our old clothes ever did. Today's Bible story finishes with some beautiful lines about what God's new family looks like. In this family, it reads like this: there are no Gentile or Jews, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is in all. No, Christ is all and Christ is in all. Now, while we don't stop being Ethiopian, Korean, French, British or European, when Christ saves us, these ethnic badges no longer function to identify who we ultimately are. Instead, Jesus defines us. We're in the Jesus Club, and he is wonderfully working on our hearts. Let me finish with one of my favourite proverbs at the moment. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Above all else, guard your hearts, for everything you do follows from it. Let's pray together. God, thank you for half term. Would it be lots of fun to those who are enjoying new rhythms this week? I pray we meet with you in the pages of the Bible. And I pray you would do a wonderful work in our hearts. Help us all to let go of the old life and to embrace the new things that you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Colossians 3, verses 5 to 11. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of its creator. Here, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You are Lord, you keep my lamp burning. You have turned my darkness to light. Set my feet high on this mountain. Put my enemies to flight. So I now will praise you as long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, now I know shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. Turn my darkness to light. Set my feet high on this mountain. Put my enemies to fly. So I now won't praise you as long as I live. As long as I live. praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear for you. Oh, my strength and my shield, when everything around me is overtaken. Yeah.